morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm going to be with you for about 58 minutes altogether. The first half of the show today is a person who's well-known to people in Berkshire County. He's a wonderful guy. And his name is John McNish. He used to own the Heritage. He's now owns two restaurants in Pittsfield. One, the famous Patrick's Pub. And the other, 101, which is located in the Holiday Inn downstairs. You know me in food, folks. So, I mean, I'm not going to give you any malarkey, as my Irish mother would say. But both of them, I was just at Patrick's this last few days, and I was just at 101 like a week ago. So they're wonderful places. And you know, the WTBR, PCTV, we are community radio. We are community television. This is our contribution to our community to promote locally owned and operated businesses. So that's why John's on. John's on first, and then after, we're going to have Karen on, and she's going to talk about American homes and rentals. Stay tuned. Support local businesses. Buy locally. Eat locally. They're our neighbors. They're our friends. They're our relatives. And work Pittsfield, and we are a community. So, John, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well, Bill. Thank you very much for having me on.
Well, you know, as you know, the Polish Princess and I have been to your establishments, and we were at your used to go to down to the Heritage for the hamburger night. How long you been in business, in the business world?
Started in the restaurant industry out in Boston, but in Berkshire County, I mean, I owned the Heritage for 20+ years, and now I'm in year almost going into the third year here at 101. So
wow,
it's been a while. And then before that, I was at Eastover, you know, with my grandfather, my parents, and everything there. So I've sort of been in this world for too long. How's that?
Well, I don't think so, because of the quality of your establishment, your help. I mean, that's, I guess today, I'll ask you, because you're in the business. Is it as difficult to get help as they say? I'm hearing it from a lot of people.
Harder than they say. It is really. I mean, there's a lot of people out there but the whole style of work or the whole work ethic changed during COVID. And so it's tough. It's different. It's a different world. I mean, just in these last 5 years, I'd say, you know, through COVID and everything, we've had to learn to change and adapt. A lot of adaptations. And I know in the restaurant industry, I've talked to everyone, but everywhere.
Yeah. I guess then I have to reach out and say to you and your staff, they're wonderful. I mean, 101, they're great. Patrick's, and I guess, too, I always look at it this way. You can have the best meal in the world, but if you got a nasty waiter or waitress, it can take right away from it.
That's the whole part of the dining experience, you know, everything from the presentation of the food, not just the taste of the food, but the way it looks, how it is, and the service. And are you happy? You know, is everyone happy in the place? If you're, you know, you just have to, everything is part of the meal. And, you know, hopefully restaurants don't lose touch of that. I mean, that's always been our philosophy. But between Tucker and I, we're all about making sure that our people are friendly and spending time with their customers.
And you know that, and they do. I mean, that's from our... Hey, I have to also take off my hat to you if I had a hat, but I got one somewhere. You're outside now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
No, I mean, it's something that I wanted badly, and I went to the city, and the city has been awesome.
Yeah.
They were so quick because they had come up with a bigger plan than what we had during COVID for them.
Right.
To have outside dining, and they had turned it down because they just didn't have the staff and they couldn't handle it. So when I presented to them, I said, you know, this is what I would like. I didn't hear from them. So I'm like, oh, I'm calling. I'm getting ready to call them. And they were the next day. They were
Wow. I lost your sound, John. There you go.
Yeah. So it was really good. Hopefully you heard a lot of that or some of that.
Well, some of it was in and out. I'm happy to hear that, because I know the city, they're trying to be as helpful to businesses through this recovery time. And for the listeners and the viewers, for businesses, they're still recovering.
Very true.
Yeah, I mean, I had people approach me a couple months ago. I went to the station to Sean Sayre, the station manager, CEO of the place. And I said, you know, a couple of people approached me. I know them for a long time. And they said, you know, we don't have a good summer. We might not be here in the fall. And so that's why we launched this initiative to give local businesses some airtime and let people know your hours and do you have takeout and don't you have what kind of a menu for restaurants, obviously. Car Hardware, they're not serving food, I don't think, but they could be. What's the most challenging part of trying to get back from COVID?
Staffing is definitely the most difficult part. That is the hardest part. And then after that, you know, with us, because we're a different sort of animal than everyone else, is that we're starting brand new businesses. So we're trying to get our name out there, especially one-on-one. Patrick's, of course, has the great name.
Right.
You know, Micah and Shana did a phenomenal job there. And, you know, it's well-known. It's a great spot. So it's been great. And then, but one-on-one, that's a whole nother animal. That's getting the name, as you know, because you're one of our best customers, you know, getting our name out there has been hard. So we're doing everything we can to try to get people to learn about us.
Well, and I'll tell you, folks, all I can tell you is my experience there, the Polish Princess and I, the food is marvelous. And the other piece of it that really is engaging, and it was something I learned a long time ago as a young kid working in England Brothers, for those people that remember England Brothers, was that get to know your customers and greet them when they come in the door. And boy, I'll tell you, it is nice to be able to go and be greeted when you come in, given the table you always like to sit at or in there. So there's a lot of real pluses. And, you know, you've been in the restaurant business like forever.
Yeah.
I mean, just your pedigree, you know, from Tanglewood to the Heritage. I mean, we would drive down to the Heritage on Hamburger and I see people that I went to high school with down there, you know, that I have in Pittsfield.
Yeah, we had people from, you know, from South County, from North Adams, from, you know, all over the place coming in for that. So, you know, and we're trying to create the same thing at Patrick's and at one-on-one. So we have, you know, our fried chicken night at one-on-one's been something that's people are starting to come in for, you know, second Wednesday of every month, fried chicken night. So people are coming in for that and loving it. You know, it's a great experience.
How through the COVID and all that, a lot of people that were open had to adjust their menus because they couldn't get stuff. Did you have that same issue?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Everyone had it. I mean, you know, the supply chain was tough. I mean, you know, it's better now, but you know, looking at my, you know, we have cauliflower buns at Patrick's and so I'm just looking at my invoice and all of a sudden, I have called myself and said, why am I paying twice what I was paying last week for cauliflower? You know, it's the same supply chain. They couldn't figure out what they're doing. I just had a meeting with US Foods today and they just something happened with Mexico. They doubled our costs, so we doubled your price and, you know, it's back to normal now, but.
Wow. Yeah, it is amazing even for us, the non-restauranteurs of the world, going into the grocery store. It's like, but last week this was $2. Now it's $3.75.
Yeah. And everything. It's crazy. I mean, chicken wings and chicken, just chicken itself went up to, I mean, the prices, they're almost, no, more than tripled in price. And then, you know, they've dropped back down now, but, you know, it's like, you know, and you have to watch that. And you can't just keep adjusting your price. I mean, I know a lot of restaurants just put market price on this, and they don't have
Right.
The price of any item. They just put market price on everything.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
just on your lobsters and things like that. So I will not go, I won't go to that. So I just do what I can to try to level up my cost.
Yeah, and John, don't you think that some of it's contrived, I guess. I that's just my old police mind. I mean, yeah, there's been tough times and this and that, but you know, somebody's making money.
Well, the bottom line is, look at your invoices and all that. Yeah, on the bottom you have a fuel surcharge, and the reason they put the fuel surcharge is because diesel went up over $5-6. Well, and they're going to take it off when it goes down. Well, diesel's gone back down, and they're not taking that fuel surcharge off. So yes. So the bottom line is, yes, someone's making money out there.
Yeah, but the now, what are your hours of operation?
So at Patrick's, we're open lunch and dinner.
Oh, cool.
Monday through Saturday at Patrick's. So we open at 11:30 straight through 9 o'clock.
Wow.
And 101 is also Monday through Saturday from 5 o'clock until 9. Friday and Saturday, we're open. The kitchen's open till 10. The bar at both places open an hour later than that. They're in the kitchen.
And you know, I have to say this too, but I have found that both restaurants are family friendly.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know, that and they mean that. It's just not a saying. I mean, I've seen kids all at Pat. We were there the other night and the kids were having a ball, right? And they were what? Two maybe? And to see families coming out to eat, that to me is part of the COVID recovery.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got to go back to, you know, when we started the Heritage, because the Heritage, when we bought it, when Jackie and I bought the Heritage, my kids were really young. You know, Tucker, who's now my partner here, I think he was probably 3 years old, maybe 3 or 4 years old. And so we bought it. We wanted, it was a dive bar. It was a dirty dive bar. People chain smoking in there, you know, the whole nine yards. Our goal when
I
we
remember
bought it was,
them well.
Yeah. Our goal there, what I wanted a place where I could take my kids out to have a meal, a good meal, but I could have a beer
right
with my meal in that. Because, you know, our choices were we go to Friendly's, you know, or, you know, that those were our only choices. There wasn't any other options. Or you go to a high-end restaurant with your kid. And I want a place where you can relax. So that's what Jackie and I worked to build the Heritage into. So that's part of my dogma starting from anything.
Yeah.
So with Tucker and I, we know the importance of that and making it a place where it's family friendly. So that's what we stick with.
Well, I'll tell you, your son's a fine young man. He's picked up all your positive traits and we won't get into the others. But but he's out, he's greeting the customers, he's checking out everything good. You know, that's also a very lost art.
It is. It is.
Where the owner comes out and or the chef comes out or whatever, how's it going? How is the food? You know, how is this? And they're not just asking to get a positive answer. They're asking because they really want to know.
Exactly. I want to make sure everyone enjoys what they're having and you know, enjoys the meal. It's such an important, to me, it's important that you're enjoying what you have. If you don't like it, I'm not happy. So I'll make it right. I'll do something different.
Well, you know, I think as we go forward, as we step out of this pandemic and all the real negative things that brought that, I mean, you're in the restaurant business. You know, I know several people who have been on in the restaurant. They really, I think, paid probably a higher price than a lot of other places because they lost food, you know, and customers and waitresses and waiters, bartenders. And now they're trying to come back. And boy, I'll tell you, I take my hat off to you for what you've done. For the folks, this is John McNish. He and his son Tucker, they own Patrick's and 101. Now, 101 is in the Holiday Inn. It's right near the swimming pool. If you've ever been in there, right? The big line of where the ballrooms are, right at the end of that by the swimming pool is the restaurant 101. And Patrick's, if you live in Pittsfield or probably Berkshire County, you know about Patrick's. And I can remember, John, when it was the 1888 shop.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. I bought
old man as well.
Yes. I bought my first pair of shoes there. Not my first pair, but my first pair of shoes that cost $100. So yeah, I was a big shot. I was working, I had money, you know. And I went home and my father said, "Oh, those are really nice. What did they cost?" I said, $100. Did you lose your mind?
Well, considering it closed, the 1888 shop had to close before 1985. That's a lot of money for a pair of shoes.
Yeah, it was, and I forget what kind they were. But you know, there's something about the ambiance of that building. It is, you know, you go in there. It's, you know, I don't want to get sued, so I have to be careful. It's almost like that movie Cheers, you know. You go in, everybody kind of does know somebody, or not, maybe not your name, but they know people in there. And one of the questions that I was asked by somebody one time, how did you decide on your menu? I mean, you've been in the business a long time. How did you narrow it down to this is it?
So, you know, I took a lot of the stuff from Patrick's. I wanted to keep the old Patrick's alive and all that. And, you know, so I went with a lot of that, and then we started up with a smaller menu, and then people would come in and say, "Can you do this or can you make that?" And we brought them in, and now we run specials and try those out and just see how people are liking it and see where it's going. So I think you're going to see another change of the menu coming up soon here. Tucker and I are working on it. You know, just be an adjustment, and then we'll go through the summer with that new menu. But you know, we're going to keep the favorites. You know, the mozzarella sticks, chicken chunks, those things are never going anywhere. Those are some of the best items in Berkshire County. They're so good.
I'm going to tell you, I probably shouldn't, but I will. I had the chicken chunks, and I couldn't finish them all.
No way.
So I finished them yesterday. Mm-hmm. The other thing, this is kind of a technical experience question. This one place that we go to on occasion, they've stopped serving soup because it's summer. Well, you still serve soup. And I said to the person, but people still, you know, we eat soup year round. And they, there's not a big demand for it. Well, you're in the business. You still have soup.
Yeah. I mean, we run soups. We'll run soups all year round at Patrick's. I don't do a lot of soups at 101, but at Patrick's, we will run them year round. We're going to have a soup of the day every day, and our two main soup, our chowder and our chili and our onion soup all the time. So we sell a lot of them. We sell a lot of soup.
I know. I was astonished at that. And this is a restauranteur, you know. I would. So it's summer. You know, I'm a Irish kid that grew up in the North End. Sometimes we had soup a lot more than other people. But, you know, I just always am amazed, and I think the audience will be, you set your menu. How do you know how much to buy?
You know, it's not an easy task. But, you know, you just run it on, I mean, I go back to the time that I was a buyer for KB Toys right here across the street. You know, you run it on averages and what you did and what you've done in the past, and just keep it going, and you hope you're pretty good at it. And, you know.
Yeah.
I've been pretty good at it. We don't want to waste.
No. And then, you know, I worked at the Friendly, and I can remember one time, one of the dishwashers dropped a glass, and the manager's a wonderful guy, Franny Pignone. He goes, "Well, there goes today's profits." You know, that's how he. And do you remember? He in this area, he was the regional manager for Friendly, Bill Wheeler, and he was a tough guy, but I'm always amazed, and I was amazed during COVID, that especially when they shut you down abruptly, a lot of that stuff went right out the door in the trash.
Yeah, we lost a ton of food, and we didn't get anything back on that. But really, the beer people actually took their beers back and gave us credits for it. That was really good. The beer people really hooked us up. Yeah, a lot of your bigger companies did, so they were good.
Yeah,
but we didn't do well with food. Everything we had. I mean, and that was the day before St. Patrick's Day.
Exactly.
Luckily, we were open for takeout, and our customers came. So I had 500 pounds of corned beef I had cooked off and ready to go, and that's what we would have sold that day. And they closed us down, and you know, I sold a lot of it for takeout throughout the weekend, and did it all, and people came and they got it, and we didn't have to waste as much as I thought we would, but it was tough.
And I've heard from other people who are in the restaurant, that kind of hurt them, where they had to go into their lines of credit and all that kind of stuff, because they had to throw it away, but the vendors still wanted to get paid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can I tell you a corned beef story? As I said, I was raised by an Irish mother, and we had corned beef every other Sunday and every other Wednesday. I'm not a big corned beef boiled dinner fan. My father, God rest their soul, was a fireman, and I hope she can't hear this, was a much better cook than my mother. As far as spaghetti, and my mother thought a heavy spice was ketchup. Yeah. You know, she boiled everything. But that was the way that you made.
She was an Irish mom.
Oh, yeah. The one thing, too, running a bar, that's an art in and of itself. Otherwise, it becomes a joint.
Yeah, it's scary, but it's just scary nowadays to be in that. And we're not open late night, and you know, we just can't be anymore. And that's good for me, because I'm way too old for it.
Yeah, me too. If I was your bartender, you'd close at 7:45 so I could be in bed by 8:30.
There you go. But yeah, it's I think people are coming back to the bar and having fun. We're gonna, our new thing at Patrick's, we're gonna be doing a sort of can't call it happy hour because that's against the law, but we're gonna have a bar menu from 2 to 5, like from 2 to 5 with smaller portions, and
cool.
You know, you can eat your chunks, but you know, you can get just an order of 2 chunks, and you can get just 5 wings or something like that, just so you can come in after work, have a drink, and then run off to dinner or whatever, and you won't ruin your dinner, because if you get any of our apps right now, you're going to be full, because they're so big. So
and
we're going to do smaller portions.
And that's very smart. And the other thing I want to accentuate here, if I may, they have a small room in the very front when you come in the door, but they have a room adjacent behind the bar, as I'm going to describe it. Yeah. For smaller parties. I've been to several things there from different clubs that have their parties there, and boy, that's a nice little cubbyhole. That's probably not the best term, but that's what I'm going to use, because at my age, I can't remember anything else. But that is really wonderful for small groups, small parties, to be by themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both places have nice spots for that. But Patrick's, do 30 to up to 30 or 40 people.
Yeah.
So we rent that out for certain functions. A lot of groups have it, you know, baby showers, things like that.
Yeah.
It's really good for it. And then about the big party we just had at 101 for American Stage, which went that was 130 people. So that's a little bigger. Those are what we love to do, functions and catering. So
that's
good.
Yeah, and to me, what I liked about that, while you're at Patrick's, you're you're still in your own environment. I don't know if that makes any sense, but
no, it's nice. You close the doors up and stay there.
Yeah, if I start making sense, people will stop listening. So, I just really think that with the summer in your outside venue, that is, we walked by it the other night. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's great. You know, my wife, you know, because I have no decorating skills, so my wife picked out the tables that we're going to put out there, and you know, she and I just did the flowers. I mean, I did what she told me to do. That's all.
Well, pretty much. That was my part. That's how you kind of stay married. You do it cold and drive, you know.
But, you know, we've got the flowers out there. It's just so nice. It's, you know, 8 tables out there right now. That's what we have a license for. Actually, we're going to probably go to the ABCC and try to increase it, but that won't happen until next year. It takes time.
Oh, yeah.
But so next year, we're hoping to have like up to 12 tables out there.
Well,
and just so everyone knows, we did all that with that on the parking lot. We did not lose one parking spot for the city of Pittsfield.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, and you know, that's why I think it's great to hear that you did it and the city bought into it and helped, because there's always the naysayers saying this city, this and the, I try to be a cheerleader for the city. I maybe don't always do the best job, but, I'm so happy to hear that they worked with you to make this happen.
They were great. They were, you know, I can't thank them enough for the way they did it. They were right there. They stepped right up. They got it done.
Well, John, I don't want you to take this as a threat. We'll be back. I wish you the very best of luck, folks. Shop locally, eat locally, buy locally, because they're our friends. And, you know, I'm not, believe me, I understand shopping over the internet and all that. But not all the time. Not all the time.
Right.
Think of the people who got their blood, sweat, and tears, the McNishes. And just so we, in closing, I will tell you this. While there is no direct relationship, my mother was a McNeese. McNeese in Gaelic is McNish.
Oh, okay.
We have no relatives. I'm not on the payroll. Don't tell anybody that. John, I thank you so much. I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
And tell Tucker he's that apple didn't fall far from the tree. And that's a compliment. To my listeners and to my viewers and to John, I always do this. I know some of you get upset, but makes me happy. God bless. And like I just said, let's start taking care of each other. Why? Each other. That's all we have. Each other. John, best of everything, brother.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Coming on. You bet. Thank you. Bye-bye. Say hi to Tucker.
I will.
All right. Bye-bye.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR-FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from BeFair. BeFair is one of the largest premier human service agencies in Berkshire County. If you're looking for services for a loved one or are interested in caring for the people we support, visit BeFair.org today for available opportunities.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. Going to be with you today for about 28 minutes, roughly, give or take. This is part of our community-based action. We are Pittsfield Community Radio. We are Pittsfield Community Television. And we are trying to promote community-owned small businesses in an effort to help them recover from COVID. For the past several months, I've heard from people that are in business and, you know, they're trying to get back to where they were. And so consequently, we're trying to help out because we are Pittsfield Community Radio, Pittsfield Community Television. And these folks are people from our community. So today I have with me Karen. She's going to introduce herself. They're a small business. We're going to listen to what they do, what they say. We don't endorse businesses. We don't encourage, you know, call to action kind of thing. We just want to make you familiar that the businesses are out there. So without further ado, pour gras, soup du jour. Karen, it's your turn.
Okay, great. Thanks, Bill. My name is Karen Schneier, and I'm the owner of American Homes and Rentals with my partner, Carl Holland. We actually started our business right after we had COVID back in 2019-2020.
Wow.
Because we were down for the count for 3 weeks and missing work, and it just really hit us hard that we wanted to, number one, find something that we could work for ourselves. So if it happened again, you know, we could make arrangements and such. But we also saw the effects that COVID had on families and individuals.
Okay.
And our business is a real estate investing business. We do traditional real estate investing, such as wholesales and fix and flips, but our heart's in pre-foreclosures and helping homeless and underhoused people.
Oh, well, what a unique business venture, I guess I would say. How did you get there?
We teamed up with a partnership that helps us, that gives us training and such. Okay. It's called Partner Driven. And we work with them and we find the properties and we do supervise all the work if it's a fix and flip, or we make arrangements for the wholesale of the property. But as far as pre-foreclosures are concerned, we try to be different than other investors. Other investors just try to swoop in and take the property.
Yeah.
We try to work with the homeowner to find out, number one, can they afford to stay in the property? Number two, we have a list of resources in the community that we can refer them to. And we ask them to try that first, so that if they can stay in their home, we want them to be able to stay in their home.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so we really try to help out the individual before we offer a price. You know, we offer a reasonable price. We try to give them some extra money based on their equity and their property and such, so that they can move on to the next stage of their life.
Wow. So this is kind of unique, right? Or am I just in a different, well, by now most people who watch this show, I know I'm in a different world, but I've not heard of anything like this. I've heard the other side where they'll come in and grab your property for far less, you know, but this is really a helping hand situation.
Yeah, we really try to help those because we've been in situations where we've needed help, and we understand what it's like to need help from the community, and we want to be able to give back.
Well,
you know, and by helping these people, we give back.
Well, to me, helping someone stay in their home, I have to tell you, is certainly giving back, helping back, paying it forward, whatever you want to say, because like you said, and I'm just on a business news today, this morning, they were saying about foreclosures and how they're up. People are missing their mortgage payments. And so it's a real community-based situation that you're starting.
It is. It's a real issue in the community. And we really want to try to be proactive in helping these people because nobody else, none of the other investors are doing this. And that's why we're so different. We like to say we're real estate investors with a heart.
Well, again, you know, I repeat myself, but that's okay. I think your motives are pure. I mean, that's just what did you find in your partner were the most challenging issues you faced in starting your own business? You know, we'll go back for a minute and say, what other businesses did you look at before you got into this venture?
We looked at several different businesses, but the models just weren't what we were looking for. We wanted something where we could work for ourselves, pretty much set our own hours and be able to give back to the community.
Okay. So that's how you decided in on this. So then you said, okay, this is the business we're going to chase. What did you run into? Because my wife and I started a retail business many years ago called My Teacher's Closet on North Street. And I don't know whether we lost our minds or found our minds, but it was a wonderful adventure, but it did not come without a lot of unforeseen or challenges.
Right. I mean, the biggest challenge as every business faces is financial.
Right.
Trying to get our business going because one of the other things that we're trying to do that we're working on is buying properties, multifamilies, single families, and be able to rent them out at a reasonable rent as opposed to some of these astronomical rents that people are trying to get nowadays. And so we're trying to get funding for that. That's our biggest thing. And just getting our name out there, letting people know that we exist and that we're different than other people, other investors.
You know that, and now that you said that, folks, we're going to give you contact information throughout this interview, but we're going to start now. Now, if you're driving your car, don't drive off the road, or you're getting the kids on the bus or whatever, we're going to give it to you more than once. But I want Karen to share their contact information with you now. And like I said, we'll share it many, two or three more times, minimum. Go ahead, Karen.
You could get a hold of us. Sorry. You could get a hold of us either through phone. Our phone number is 413-252-9990. You could go to our website at www.AmericanHomesAndRentals.com. And there's a form that you can fill out and we'll contact you. You could schedule a call with me. And we can go over your personal situation and find out what the best options are for you.
So, and again, don't panic if you didn't get it. We're going to do it again. Just relax. So plus that you made an interesting point, and I want to just kind of wind back a bit. I'm hearing and I read somewhere that rental properties in Pittsfield are up through the ceiling.
They are everywhere. I mean, we get calls daily looking for people, looking for rental properties. And we just don't have them right now.
Wow. I guess I do I seem shocked? Well, I am. But I didn't realize there was that big a demand.
There is. In fact, I was talking with a visiting nurse. And her roommate are renting a two-bedroom apartment in Pittsfield. And it's $2,000 a month.
Oh my
Exactly.
God.
Exactly. So
Wow.
it's hitting people everywhere, visiting nurses. We
Wow.
want to focus with people who are transitioning out of different programs, out of the jail, out of rehab, out of any program, the battered women's shelter. We want to be able to provide safe housing for these people and for the average Joe who cannot afford these rents.
I Karen, if I'm never speechless, people will say that, but I'm shocked at the prices Now, I heard they were high. I had no idea that they were that high. And well, God love you for what you're doing or trying to do. It's certainly needed from what everybody's saying. And I don't know how young people, young families can do it.
It's really hard. And what we're trying to do is buy some single family homes.
Okay.
And basically we be the bank and they own or finance it back to us. So that way they can build their credit, they can make their payments. And then after a year or two, they can refinance it into their name and they'll be able to get a mortgage.
Wow.
So a lot of it comes down to getting the capital to buy these properties. That's our biggest challenge.
And banks now are looking at, still looking at 20% down?
They are.
Yeah. So, you know, I see what what houses go. I don't, my wife reads it, but it's like, you gotta be kidding me. If you're interested, my house is on the market for $968,000. You can feel, yeah, and if you, that's fictitious price, but
yeah.
So getting financing, what's the next challenge? Getting the word out, I guess, huh?
Yeah, getting the word out, making contacts, and we want to partner up with people. Yeah. We don't want to reinvent the wheel. We've been trying to reach out to the mayor, the tax office for people who are in tax trouble.
Yeah.
We want to try to help them. You know, we want to try to reach out to the Freeman Center and all these different places. You know, we've had meetings with the head of Second Street. So, you know, we've been working slowly trying to develop relationships with these people so that we can work together.
And how about the lending institutions?
Banks are difficult because, you know, you need the money down, and that's where we're struggling. But we're getting there, and you know, we've been advertising on Facebook trying to get people to come to our website and see what we're doing. And you know, that's what we want. We want people to say, "Hey, I hear you're different. Can you tell me more about this?" Or, "Hey, I know somebody who could use your services." Yeah. We pay a $500 referral fee when we close on a property.
Wow.
The other thing that we do to give back to the community is when we close on a property, we make a $500 donation to a charity of the seller's choosing in their name out of our profit.
Wow. Wow. Well, and again, folks, if you're just tuning in, this is Karen. They have a new approach, I guess is the right word. It's the word we're going to use because the only one I can think of. But for helping people not only sell their house, but buy a house or rent an apartment, get on their feet. It truly is unique. It's a local business. They just started it. Their contact info is, and Karen will give you that in 1 minute, but they have a website. You can go to the website, you can call them, whatever. It's, you know, looking at it, I don't see a lot wrong with at least investigating it. So Karen, you want to give your contact info?
Sure. My phone number is 413-252-9990.
Okay.
And the website is www.AmericanHomesAndRentals.com.
That's, now, Karen, is that part of a bigger organization, this American Homes?
It's just the two of us. Oh, and, wow. You know, we're local. We've been born and raised in Berkshire County.
Yeah.
We love the area. And we just feel a calling to help the area, you know, because
yeah,
we need to help each other.
Yeah, you know, you're right there. It's and these are tough times. Let's hone in now. So your target base is really it's not just one group. It's buyers, sellers, renters, and rental agencies. I guess I can't think of the term.
Right. We focus on pre foreclosures, people who have problems with their property, like tax liens. If somebody has a probate property that they inherit, they don't know what to do with.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going through a divorce, or if there's, you know, God forbid, a death in the family, yeah, or a serious illness, you know, and you find that you need to sell your house, we can buy your house for a fair price and help you, you know, give you some extra money in most cases to move along to the next stage of your life. And we close quickly. We close in 30 to 45 business days.
Wow.
So we do that pretty quick. And the other benefit to working with us is we pay all the closing costs.
Oh, wow. That is a benefit.
So that saves, you know, about quite a bit of money right there.
Sure. Sure. And we're going to get your pencils and papers out if you can. If don't worry, if you can't, we're going to do it again before we leave. Karen's going to give you the contact information for her organization, for her business. They are a local business. They are a Pittsfield business. And as I said, we don't endorse, we don't solicit people. But if you're interested after hearing this, pick up the phone or email or whatever you find. Karen, how about the info?
My phone number is 413-252-9990. And you can text me at that number too as well. And our website is www.AmericanHomesAndRentals.com.
So you see, Karen, they're out there. If you're just tuning in, this is, again, our 28-minute business interview for local businesses, because we're Pittsfield Community Radio. But the other piece I Karen had mentioned, I'm blown away, truly blown away, at the cost of rental property in Pittsfield, probably Berkshire County. But do you go outside of Pittsfield, Karen?
We work all of Berkshire County.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And even beyond. I mean, we've helped people. We help people wherever people need help. We've helped people in Florida. We've helped a lady in Vermont. You know, we just help. We're out there for people if they need help.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. And you know, again, I repeat myself, but God, the price of rentals. I mean,
it's very high.
I'm thinking people like me, who are on Social Security, kind of fixed incomes. I don't know how they're doing it.
It's very difficult. I mean, you can go on Zillow and search by city and find what the average rentals are in the area. And I believe a 2-bedroom average was about $1,200 to $1,500 a month.
And then you pay heat and light included, or that's not included.
That's not including
right.
Utilities.
Utilities. So there, I mean, boy, oh boy, oh boy.
It needs a change, and we want to bring back affordable housing so people can live in the Berkshires, because there's so much tourism in the Berkshires. So there's a lot of, you know, food service, jobs that just don't pay what people need to live in the Berkshires. So we don't want to price people out of the Berkshires. We want to have people live in the Berkshires.
And again, just seeing what just looking in the paper and seeing what houses are selling for, it's really something.
Right.
The whole concept to me is really inspiring, that you would do this. Obviously, there's got to be a profit in it for you, or you got to make a living.
Right.
And but some of the givebacks and the donations and the things, the philanthropic stuff is pretty impressive.
Thank you.
Just again, because this is a morning show, people are tuning in, tuning out, tuning in. Just tell the folks, like, some of the stuff you do that you don't have to do. Like,
we pay all the closing costs.
Yeah.
We close in 30 to 45 business days. We make a $500 donation to a charity of the seller's choosing upon closing. If you refer a property to us and we close on it, we give you $500. You know, we look for properties that, you know, we're trying to get some of the condemned properties, some of the properties that have been abandoned. We want to get those and revitalize the neighborhoods instead of having them be, you know, caving in and just sitting there with the grass overgrown for years. I mean, it's a safety hazard.
You know, I drove down Route 9 yesterday, and I was shocked at the number of houses that are in such bad repair on Route 9. I've been going down Route 9 since I was 12 years old. But I'm shocked. And I think you're right. And the mayor of the city of Pittsfield has a big initiative, right, to fix up houses.
Right.
So, and you have you spoken with her at all?
I've been trying to reach out to her. I haven't been able to get a hold of her.
Because I know that was one of her big things, was to make that happen. And you're right. Sometimes property gets tied up in land court and all that stuff.
Right.
You know, it can cost a lot of money to get it out. But for folks, again, Karen's a local business. How long you been in business?
We've been in business since 2020.
Oh, cool.
But we've really been, you know, it's been a slow roll trying to get everything set up with the LLC and all that. Yeah. And so we've really started in this last year, really advertising on Facebook and doing social media and trying to get our name out there and meeting with people.
The concept to me is interesting and inspiring, and I just hope that you're successful. Like you said, sometimes you mentioned a couple of clientele groups that other people wouldn't want to deal with, but again, you know, I just saw a thing on Facebook or one of those crazy things. I don't know. I didn't know you could take pictures with your camera to your telephone until about 3 years ago. But a lot of people are really struggling.
They are.
Really. I mean, this inflation, they're on fixed income, Social Security, and any helping hand that they can get along the way. To me, if any of us can do that,
right,
let's do it.
Exactly. And the average family who was able to get a moratorium during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Now the banks are starting to demand payment, including the back payments.
Ooh.
And they want it all at once.
Now that's a little.
So that's putting these homeowners in a situation where they can't afford, they can barely afford their mortgage, let alone, you know, a year or 6 months of back mortgage.
Especially if people were laid off.
Exactly. They didn't have the ability to save that money.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's so many bends and twists in this road that we all have to take. We all are trying to help each other. And I can't say enough. It's AmericanHomesAndRentals.com. That's the website. Yes. And that's the business. And just to go back for a minute to kind of recap, we got about 3 minutes left. Karen and her partner have this business. Senate about 2020. It's Karen will give you just a quick overview again of what the business is, please, Karen. For these are people.
Sure, we do traditional wholesale and fix and flips and buy and holds, but we also try to help people who are in pre-foreclosure stay in their homes by connecting them with resources in the community. If anybody is a resource in the community that's listening or watching this, I would love for them to reach out to me.
Cool.
So that way we can make a connection so I can use you as a referral source. You know, our mission is to help people.
Okay.
You know, that's our big mission. And we want to keep people in their homes if at all possible. And if not, then we have the option to buy their property.
And they also rent. They also help you find rental property.
We're working on getting some rental properties. So that's our next project, is to acquire some properties that we can rent out to people for fair amounts.
Yeah, and they're difficult to find in the Berkshire County, Pittsfield area. All I can say is I want to thank you for coming on.
I hope this
exposure at the level through this show will help you and your business to help other people. I think the underlying philosophy of helping and caring for others, I try to make this program do that. I wish you the best.
Thank you very much.
I really do wish you the best. We're going to give you one more time, boys and girls, men and women, dogs and cats. The information, if you want to get a hold of Karen, here it is one more time. Karen, hit him.
My phone number is 413-252-9990. And you can call or text me at that number. And our website is www.AmericanHomesAndRentals.com.
And I would, if you're in the market for this kind of, try Karen first. That's all. I mean, certainly.
Exactly. You know, we can give you an offer. There's no obligation to take that offer. We'll just come look at the house and we'll give you an offer. And you can say, yes, we'll work with you, or say, nope, I think we're going to go a different direction. You know, there's no obligation, no hard feelings. You know, we just want to help.
We hope that these programs promoting local businesses, we really hope that you will support and shop locally. They're our friends, they're our neighbors, they're the people we go to church with, we see their kids playing ball, whatever. We're Pittsfield Community Radio. We are Pittsfield Community Television. We care deeply about this community. Karen, best of luck, and keep me posted on, how it works out for you. I'm really interested.
I will.
All right, folks, as I always say, and I know some of you don't care for it, God bless, and let's take care of each other, because in the big scheme of things, each other, it's all we have. Think about it. Karen, be well.
Thank you very much.
You betcha, kid. Take care.
You too.
Keep me posted, okay?
Will do.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.